Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and the results of a search off the Ocean Parkway near Gilgo Beach on Long Island have been surreal and grim. You've definitely been hearing about this in the news as police consider the possibility that not one but two serial killers may have used that stretch as a dumping ground for the bodies of their victims. News came yesterday that more discovered remains have been confirmed as human, bringing the total number of victims to 10. These details are beyond grisly. The bodies of four women, all sex workers, were discovered in December. Since then, investigators have discovered other remains, including that of a young child, found body parts in plastic bags, and traced menacing phone calls made from a victim's cell phone to crowded New York City intersections. The disappearance of another prostitute, Shannon Gilbert, in May of last year in a seaside residential community just miles from where the bodies have been found has not yet been solved. But the case brings to light how often sex workers are victims of serial murders and what that may tell us about this month's long investigation. Joining us now to talk about the case, New York Times Police Bureau Chief Al Baker, and also joining us to talk about violence against prostitutes is Crystal DuBois, co-director of the Sex Workers Project at the Urban Justice Center, a group which provides legal and social services for sex workers. Thank you both for coming on today. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Brian.
Good morning, Brian.
Al Baker, there are now reports that there might be two killers, as there are some major differences between the remains found in December and the remains found in the last few weeks, some of which are much older. Do we know what those differences are?
In the first four sets of remains found in December, the bodies were in burlap, wrapped in burlap. The ones dumped later, or found later, I should say, a little bit west of that spot along the northern edge of the Ocean Parkway, were not wrapped in burlap. That set them apart. They're also believed to be at least as old or older than the ones that were found in December. The four found in December were of four women who were believed to have been met their death and been discarded shortly after, between the time of July of 07 and last September. So the four west of that are believed to be a bit earlier. There's a lot of speculation about the state of the remains and the bodies and things, and I think, you know, it's all over the map, quite frankly. The medical examiners haven't really weighed in on those details, and I think it's wise to wait a bit. These could be key details.
Crystal DuBois, in your work, what are you hearing from current sex workers? Are they following the case? Is it chilling to them? Are they changing their habits? And what are you advising that they do?
Well, in our work, we acknowledge that sex workers are always vulnerable to violence because of the stigma and discrimination against them. This new case is particularly chilling and disturbing, and I think our constituents are following the case and are thinking about extra safety precautions. Sex workers often come up with very creative ways to keep themselves safe, and we are encouraging that they continue to do those creative techniques, such as checking in with friends when they go out on dates, making sure that people know where they are, doing background checks when possible for clients, getting references for clients, and a whole host of other things that people are doing to try to stay safe, and we're trying to help them to do that.
And Al Baker, there has been a lot of reporting on how unfortunately common it is for serial killers to target prospects, to target prostitutes, and there are examples of that on Long Island here, it appears. Is there a particular police response to that? Do you think police pay enough attention to that?
Well, the Suffolk County Police Commissioner Richard Dormer has just held some news conferences in which he's put out the word that, you know, these workers should be careful, take precautions. He's used words like that. What's striking to us, and in a story by a colleague of mine, Manny Fernandez, is how these workers often sort of live in the margins, or because they're trading sex for money, as Manny put it, with anonymous clients in anonymous places, they are vulnerable, perhaps, and therefore it's sort of seeking some secrecy in their movements. And it's not until they all kind of wind up in the same, at the center of this same ongoing probe, that the world learns of them. And I
That's
think
right.
it was put kind of very eloquently by a woman, Patricia Barone, whose daughter was killed by a serial killer and found near a block from Vassar College. She kind of raises a class question: if it was a Vassar College student missing, it would have been much more publicized. But until it became implicated in a larger serial killing case that scares society, perhaps, then it's not until then that...
Absolutely. So, Crystal DuBois, is there something that your group asks of police, either more or differently, from what they do now? Let me read you a quote from Gary Ridgway, the so-called Green River Killer, who said this in his statement of guilt about killing 48 women in Seattle. He says, "I also picked prostitutes as victims because they were easy to pick up without being noticed. I knew they would not be reported missing right away and might never be reported missing. I picked prostitutes because I thought I could kill as many of them as I wanted without getting caught."
Yes, an incredibly disturbing statement. We look at the criminalization of prostitution from the perspective of preventing violence against women and sex workers. It does seem to get in the way of preventing violence in terms of people being afraid to come forward and report their crimes. People are afraid to report crimes against them or crimes against their friends because they don't want to get arrested. Arrest often results in trauma and difficulties, a criminal record, which could prevent them in the future from leaving the sex industry. And so the criminalization of prostitution in general definitely prevents efforts to minimize violence against sex workers.
Are you saying if prostitution was legal, it would be safer, and you advocate that for that reason?
I think that the way that we criminalize prostitution right now tends to... It tends to be focused more on the sex worker, and also we see that when women come forward, they are not they're not respected. Often we hear stories of women going to report crimes against them, and they're humiliated in the precinct, and sometimes they are the victims of violence by the police themselves. In a study we did, 27% of sex workers who experienced violence had experienced them at the hands of the police.
In fact, let's finish on this point. Al Baker, New York Times reporter, your paper reported last week that the killer could be a former police officer, or at least might have knowledge of how police investigations work because of certain pieces of evidence. Is there anything new to support or refute that theory?
That's a strong theory. That's one theory. Investigators think in circles on things like this. They think of every possible angle that you could imagine, and they go by the clues. The clues in this case were, you know, short phone calls to the family of one of the victim's relatives, a woman from Buffalo and the Bronx, Melissa Barthelemy, and kept the phone calls short, under 3 minutes, kept them in two crowded locations, which would indicate that if they understood or had a sophisticated understanding of how investigations work, that law enforcement can find and triangulate in on cell phone signals and therefore locate where they might come from and find perhaps a security camera that would catch them. And these calls were made from very crowded places. And that kind of behavior it indicates to them that if it's not someone in law enforcement, it's someone with knowledge of it, or an ex-law enforcement person, certainly a very strong avenue of inquiry right now.
Well, as you said, if it was one Vassar student, probably the media would be wall-to-wall, and it took this many grisly discoveries of the remains of apparent prostitutes. But here we are, and people are focused on this problem now. Al Baker, New York Times Police Bureau Chief. Crystal DuBois, co-director of the Sex Workers Project at the Urban Justice Center, which provides legal and social services for sex workers. Thank you both for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Brian Lehrer and WNYC. Coming up next, the new real-life ending to the movie Social Network. Stay tuned.